When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The horses are on the track.
Right around Australia on SEN Track. Thanks to Racing Queensland, this is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett.
Yes, welcome to the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett. My name is Alyssa Smith. We'll be talking horse racing for the next half an hour. Sam, how are you?
I'm very well, Liz. It's always so good to see your smiling face. It honestly makes my Friday morning. But
thanks, Sam.
Even better when I had a successful weekend, because I feel like I'm a little bit more upbeat and I can just pump my own tyres up.
You did. Millerance?
Yes, Millerance. I always say her name wrong.
Millerance.
She's been knocking on the door to, you know, have another winner for forever now. And I feel so thankful I got the job done for the owners on Saturday, because it was ladies' day at the races. There's quite a few ladies involved in the syndicate of hers. She has these cool pink colours. So it was like a sea of pink and everyone was very excited, and she sort of led the whole field from go to woe. And like I said, she's been, her form last prep was like 2-2-3-2, and then she just sort of went a little bit average last start on a track that she probably wasn't quite conditioned for second up. But everything fell into place Saturday and we got the job done.
How good is that?
So good. So good.
I want to mention also the horse that ran in behind you. Great name. Who ordered the fish?
Sometimes I would, honestly, race callers, they don't get enough credit where credit's due sometimes, because there are some wild horse names. Like, I've ridden some horses with some wild names, and especially, so obviously this weekend we have the running of the jewel at the Gold Coast. And
yes,
my dear friend Les Ross, who's got about 7 or 8 horses in it, and they're all Mashanis. And so when the commentator's obviously trying to learn the names for all these horses, and they're all Mashani Aloha, Mashani Crown, Mashani Lily.
Ego.
Yeah, Ego, yep. All of them. And the only differential thing that they have is our cap colours. So, I mean, they do a fantastic job. But some horses' names are just so out there. They must be a real tongue twisters and just, yeah, they are good.
And ones that have different meanings as well. They're written differently, but they sound different too. Yeah, very cool.
You get some people who have put, you know, really good thought into it, or you get some people that have taken like half of the stallion's name and half of the mare's name and just kind of like smushed them together to make some kind of made-up name. And I think, where was the thought in that? How boring.
I want to ask you as well, on Tuesday this week, you headed up to Townsville for International Women's Day.
I did. I was very grateful for the club to have me up there. I obviously managed to bag a few rides. I could not for the life of me ride a winner. I had 5 rides. I had 3 seconds and 2/3, and I got drenched in the middle of the day with a lovely little shower that Grace starts with its presence in about race 4. So I spent a few races off. I had drying my boots and drying my gear and everything. And then, yes, managed to find a little bit of time after the races to go and chat with the lovely ladies up there. That they had a luncheon in one of the rooms upstairs, and it was really fantastic. It was all for a really good cause, and yeah, just a shame I couldn't get a winner.
I know. I was looking at your results, and you know, your first 4 races, you got a second in race 1. Race 2 was second. Race 3 was second. Race 4, third. You were so close, Sam. That must have been so frustrating.
It was, but it was still a fantastic day all the same.
Yeah, absolutely. And all for a good cause, as you say. And how's the rest of the week been?
Yes, it's been pretty quiet, actually. We have, obviously, a meeting yesterday. It was meant to be at Kilcoy. It was abandoned. And the track there, they got some rain sort of early before, in the week, which meant it wasn't going to be suitable to race on. We have no Friday night races tonight, which is good. So I'm just prepping myself for a busy day tomorrow. And also races up at Caloundra on Sunday on the poly track.
Beautiful. Nice and busy as always.
Yes.
Although you got today off, so golf course?
Yes, maybe. We'll see how I'm feeling.
I like it. We always have a guest each week. Our guest today is apprentice Gabby Simmons.
Yes, really looking forward to talking to Gabby. She's a lovely young lady, I will say. She's sort of not long been relocated up to north of Queensland. Obviously, I was chatting to her while I was up there at Townsville, and she's riding a lot of winners and she's doing a really good job.
Well, let's bring her in now. Gabby, Good morning to you.
Hi, guys. How is it going?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. And where do we see you and what have your sort of movements been this morning?
Oh, very quiet. I went in to do a bit of track work this morning. Pretty quiet here this week, so didn't bust myself too much. And, yeah, just had a lazy morning. It's quite nice and refreshing after the last couple of weeks, so...
That never really happens, does it? Normally when I speak to Sam, she's like, I've been here, then I've travelled several hundred kilometres and I've raced there already and it's only like, you know, 10 in the morning or something often. It's go, go, go. So it must be quite nice to have some downtime. It's quite rare.
Yeah, it is nice. You get a bit bored and you don't know what to do with yourself, but I think the body definitely needs it sometimes, so it's good.
Yeah, and I want to have a little chat to you. Obviously, you've moved up to sort of North Queensland. You're based now in Townsville, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but how has the whole shift been and how have you found it so far?
Look, it's been pretty cruisy. I sort of come up here and I haven't sort of stopped rolling in the riding winners, so it's kind of been an easy sort of transition. And yeah, it's lovely up here. It's probably a bit more laid back than down south, and a lot more opportunities for someone like me.
You've been in fine form on the weekend, looking at your stats, like a couple of winners on the weekend at Townsville, and then just before that as well, a couple of other winners too. Like, what do you put that down to?
Yeah.
Is it because it's a different place and you're a bit more relaxed, or what do you put it down to?
Look, I sort of got the ball rolling since I kicked off last year, and I kind of haven't really lost momentum, thankfully. But just coming north and since I've been based in Townsville, just getting on better horses, I think, up here, and more opportunities. It's quite done me good fairly quickly, that's for sure.
Yeah, and as we know, racing is very much a momentum-based industry and success breeds success normally. How did you get into racing and what's your background?
I was always a little pony club girl. I used to do show jumping and stuff, and I guess that came to a time where it was get into racing and actually earn some money out of doing what I love. And I rode track work for probably 8 years before I decided to become a jockey, and can't stop me now. I got the bug.
You're 25 years of age though, right? So how young were you when you started?
I think I started riding track work when I was about 16 or 17, and only become an apprentice jockey April last year.
Yeah, I must say, for people who are listening who haven't seen Gab in the flesh, she's a lot taller than my mere 5'1" stature. So you do very well to obviously have started your apprenticeship, because most people, when they start off, are relatively light. And like for me, I started off, I was pretty small. I think a big breeze would have blown me away. And then as I've sort of got older and put on more muscle and, you know, had middle-aged spread or whatever you call it, I've got a bit heavier. But, you know, for you who's had to really graft at your weight to start with, obviously when you're an apprentice and you have to claim, it makes it tougher. Have you juggled that in with obviously all the travel and things you do? Because I could imagine it's quite taxing.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's tough, and it's no doubt it's a lifestyle that you have to adapt to. But, it's tough and it's probably not the healthiest thing, but hey, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So as long as the body lets me do it, I'm going to keep having a go.
So where's your favourite place to ride? You've ridden a fair bit up in Mackay.
Yeah, I've ridden Mackay and Townsville. Look, I can't knock Townsville at the moment. I mean, I've only had 3 meetings there and I clearly like the track. But, yeah, Mackay's lovely too. I love Emerald. Emerald's a really good bush track. It's out near Rocky, so yeah, I haven't ventured very far, but there's definitely a few nice tracks up here and out to the west.
Maybe you'll have to show me around. I need to venture up a little bit more these ways. Up your way, I should say. I've been to Rockhampton, which has probably one of the longest straights I've ever ridden on. For anyone who hasn't ever watched races at Rocky, it can really trip you up. And Townsville, I just want to have a shout out to Townsville Race Club the other day. Obviously, Gab, we were in a race where it absolutely bucketed down mid-race. I don't think I've ever been so saturated in a race. I would say most of us weighed in at least in excess of 2 kilos of our way out weight. That's just an indication of how absolutely saturated we were. But that track, they put the races back one race and to allow the surface water to drain, and it was pretty good after that, would you have to say?
Yeah, it was. It was good. Like, it was, Townsville cops the rain up here really well, which is a credit to the club, but they kind of need to because since I've been up here, it hasn't stopped raining.
It feels like that, doesn't it? You know, we think about the Sunshine State, but we've copped a lot of rain.
It's been ridiculous this summer.
Yeah. Yeah, wet season, they like to call it, but I don't know when it's going to end.
I want to ask you too, Gab, how have you got on adjusting to riding on different track surfaces? Like, you obviously, you know, Townsville's a grass track, and then you say some of these sort of bush tracks and that they're dirt and sand and things. How do you adjust your riding style and how you ride horses to accommodate those different surfaces?
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, I've been pretty blessed lately. The last couple of months I've been on grass tracks, and I think last Saturday I ventured out to Charters Towers, which is a fairly heavy sand track out here, and it takes you a race or two to get back in the swing of handlebars down, just ride them like you stole them. So there's definitely different tactics. I guess dirt's different again to the sand, and but most of the grass tracks up here they're good, and I think I'm finding myself riding just on more grass tracks at the moment, which is it's easier.
Yeah, but what,
definitely much easier.
Which one do you prefer the most?
Out of the surfaces or the tracks up here?
The surfaces.
Oh, definitely the grass. You just get more fair racing, I guess, and everyone gets their fair chance. So.
Yeah, definitely
up the grass.
And would you say it's a little bit more tactical when it's on the grass too? Like, you obviously, you alluded to us, so it's pretty much handlebars down on the sand and the dirt, but at least on the grass you can kind of ride a bit more of a technical race.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely ride a race. And, whereas the sand, not really. I think my rule for the sand is if you're not forward, stay in your lane. So, yeah. Riding on the grass is definitely a lot nicer. You can ride a race, give your horse every chance to finish off, and, you're not getting sandblasted, so...
I want to
definitely
ask.
Definitely have to be my pick of them.
I love it. Hey, Gab, with being an apprentice, what's your ultimate goal? What's your ultimate dream? Where do you want to end up?
Outride my provincial claim at the moment would be my head goal. I think I don't set my bar too high because I'm a heavy, older apprentice. So, like, I don't have very high goals. But as far as I can get, I will try and get as far as I can get, that's for sure. I had a ride in town. Sam was there for the day for the stampede, so that was a pretty good buzz for me. Everyone says, do you have any plans going back down south and going to town? But it's a bit hard for heavier apprentices to get a go, so I'm just quite happy kicking goals up here at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's certainly going well for you now. So last sort of question we have for you before we send you on your merry way is, have you got anything coming up for people listening that we can keep an eye on? Like, where is your next race meeting?
So my next race meeting will be at Mackay on Monday, but I guess my next big thing is I'm heading off to Hobart for the NARS series.
Cool.
To represent Queensland. Yeah, so that's probably my next big exciting venture.
Fantastic. Well, all the very, very best. It's been fantastic to chat to you, so thank you. Enjoy your weekend off. We know that your race meeting at Innisfail got abandoned tomorrow, I should say. So enjoy the weekend off. All the best for Mackay, and we'll be watching out for you at Hobart.
Gab, thanks so much.
Awesome.
Absolute pleasure to speak with
you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
How good. Gab speaking there. Oh, what a legend of an apprentice.
Yeah, she's doing a really great job, and she's an absolutely top chick to go with it.
Well, thanks for joining us here on the Queensland Hoop. We'll be back after the break. Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au.
The horses are on the track.
Queensland is your place to race this year. This is the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collin on SEN Track.
Yes, welcome back to the Queensland Hoop with Sam Collett and I. Alyssa Smith is my name. Talking horse racing for their next, well, best part of half an hour. Oh, you got to love it.
We
Friday,
could talk
don't
for another half an hour.
We could. We should.
We always need more time on the show.
Yes, we do indeed. Sam, where can we see you riding this weekend?
Oh, so I've got a very busy day at Gold Coast tomorrow for the Jewel Day. So fantastic, obviously, the track at the Gold Coast. They've had a few problems with it sort of after their millions meeting. So they've been on the poly for the last few weeks. So it's good to see that they're able to get that grass back in running order for the meeting, obviously, tomorrow, which is going to be a very, very busy day. 10 races carded. I've got nine rides and hopefully I've got nine winners.
Wow. Fingers crossed. Put the energy out there, hey?
Yeah.
Nine rides. That's pretty full on for you.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. You know, credit to my manager, Cam. He does a good job. But looking forward to riding Mashani Aloha in the cutest dual two-year-old race. I had a decision to make between sort of two rides in that race, so hopefully I've pulled the right rein there. But she's been working well. We haven't seen her for a bit. She won a couple of races last prep in the hands of Ben Thompson over the 1200 metre distance, which is the same as the jewel distance. Like I said, she's drawn barrier two, which I think looking at the field should be a help for me. It means I can just posse up not too far off the speed and hopefully stay out of trouble. And I mean, it's, you know, a really good purse money to the winner, so hopefully I'm trundling out there with big bags of money.
Wouldn't that be very nice? Hey, it's not just the jockeys as well, it's not just you, that's got a big weekend as well. There's a trainer with a fair few horses.
Yeah, shout out to Liz Ross, who's got seven runners of the 16 in the field for the two-year-old Jewel and two in the three-year-old Jewel, and one which I ride, and that is Mashani Gangster. So yeah, it's a fantastic credit to Les. He's got a system that's probably a little bit unorthodox, but it works for him and his main owner. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully it's me, you know, winning on one for Les, and we'll be out celebrating with our blue colours on.
How good is that? How good is that? It's International Women's Day today too.
Yes. Congratulations to us.
Fair call. Hey, we spoke about it a little bit earlier on. Innisfail, the race there, it's been abandoned. Extra races will be added to Moriba and Cairns. But as for today, though, racing does continue at Rockhampton. We've got some trials at Toowoomba as well. Then tomorrow, Aquas Park Gold Coast Poly Track, and then Ipswich, also Toowoomba. There's a night meet there in the country. Buckholden, Esk, Springshaw and Mount Isa. Then on Sunday, we wrap it all up at the Sunshine Coast on the Poly Track, Sam.
Yes, very big weekend in store.
We'll be watching. Best of luck, Sam.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Queensland Hoop. Queensland is racing. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au.